This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson. How you like me
now? We are into the second hour of the Alex Jones Show. Later on in the next hour, I'm going to play an extremely crucial video called The Collapse of Western Civilization, which went up last night, which I encourage everyone to share. We'll get to that later in the next segment. First, I want to go to this headline. We've had this entire narrative about Trump supporters are going to attack the media. They're begging for some kind of violent attack on the media. They will exploit the heck out of that. Now I have this headline out of Information Liberation. Dems push Journalist Protection Act to make attacking journos a federal crime. So they're trying to put journalists in a special category of people because we don't exalt them enough already. So if you violently attack them, and in many senses not even violently attack, that's going to get you much longer jail time. It says Democratic lawmakers have introduced a bill to make attacking or attempting to attack a journalist a federal crime. Now bear in mind that these people on the left think that mean words are violence. They literally try to recategorize mean words as being violent. From the Hill, three Democratic lawmakers reintroduced the Journalist Protection Act that intends to designate certain attacks on those reporting the news as a federal crime. And they're doing it in response to President Trump's climate of extreme hostility. Bear in mind that Washington Post CNN is currently facing lawsuits of, what, $250 million for their national demonization campaign of the Covington High School students. You had CNN literally send reporters to dox old ladies and accuse them of being Russian bots. But no, it's Trump supporters who are to blame. So now they're trying to make this a federal hate crime to attack a journalist. Text says that anyone who intentionally commits or attempts to commit bodily injury to a journalist shall be fined under this title or imprisoned for 3 to 6 years. Again, when it happens the other way, you know, they either ignore it or they support the actual perpetrator. We saw Rand Paul violently, viciously attacked. They tried to bury that under the carpet. So now they're trying to make journalists a special class of people. So, quote, violent attacks against them are punishable by elongated prison sentences. Again, we just had Newsweek. I read the article before the break. They're talking about, oh, what a shame it is that we can't push hate speech charges against Tucker Carlson because he's not Canadian or British. Their definition of hate speech at this point is disagreeing with them. That's basically what it's come down to. Meanwhile, Facebook and Instagram suffer most severe outage ever. Facebook yesterday was down for 14 hours. Absolutely pathetic for a major company. And again, another sign that monopolies are horrible, bad news. They had Oculus, they had Facebook, they had Instagram, they had WhatsApp, all go down, Facebook for 14 hours. How on earth are they all on the same backbone, where if you attack one, they all go down at the same time? Again, monopolies, they're only as strong as their weakest link. BBC News reports, Facebook appears to be recovering from more than 14-hour disruption to all of its products, which left them mostly inaccessible across the world. They came out and did a tweet at the start of this and denied that it was a denial of service attack and then basically said nothing about it. The downtime was double or more their previous longest outage, which was back in 2008. That's when they had 150 million users. Now they've got 2.3 billion users. How embarrassing was it for Facebook to be down for 14 hours? And how much does it tell us that these monopolies need to be broken up? Talking about breaking up monopolies, this is a suggestion that I've made before. I made it again on Twitter yesterday. Why isn't Trump sending at least one message a day on a competing social media network? Why is it all on Twitter? Why is he giving Twitter his content? Why is he drawing all the attention to Twitter, giving them credibility? Why does he not just send one message a day on a competing social network that's not controlled by Silicon Valley, like Parler? It would force all his haters to sign up. It would force all the media to sign up. It would force his entire base to sign up. You would not need an executive order. And then that would give that platform credence to be an alternative competing network to networks like Twitter and Facebook, which we haven't had so far. That needs to be seriously considered. This is the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. We'll be back.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands, you're in my hands, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're live on this March 14th edition, and in this segment we're going to go to the new video, The Collapse of Western Civilization, an absolutely crucial video that I want everybody to get out there. Before we do so, I've been handed the latest specials at InfoWarsStore.com, and this is exciting. You need to take advantage of this right now. It is the InfoWars Store Mega Sale. Free shipping and double Patriot points on all InfoWars Live supplements. Free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points. 50% off Brain Force Plus, our outstanding nootropic product. 50% off Survival Shield X2 pre-order. 50% off Super Male Vitality Bodies, Alpha Power, Super Blue products. That's the toothpaste, the mouthwash, DNA Force Plus, Knockout, the Sleep Aid, and of course Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All 50% off in this huge mega sale. Brand new mega sale available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of that. Take advantage of the auto ship and the free shipping options. That is an absolutely mammoth discount on all those favorite products available right now. It is the InfoWars Store Mega Sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this is a video which I put together over the past few days. It went up live last night, basically talking about how all the precursors to how civilizations collapse. Civilizations on average collapse once every 336 years. We're long overdue, and many of the preconditions for the collapse of a civilization, as studied by authors and historians and academics, have already been met in the West. This is absolutely chilling. This is the collapse of Western civilization. Here it is. Civilizations are always the architect of their own downfall. Historian Arnold Toynbee studied 28 different great civilizations and found the same pattern. Great civilizations commit suicide. And Glynn Jones spent 9 years studying how civilizations decline. She describes our culture as one that has, quote, run its course, which is morally, aesthetically, and spiritually bankrupt. Is the background hum of constant anxiety that pervades our culture a sign that we know the end is nigh? More Americans than ever are dying from drug overdoses. Gun violence, car crashes, or AIDS never killed as many Americans in a single year as overdoses did in 2017. But the issue isn't just prescription drugs. In the UK, so much cocaine is flushed into the rivers that endangered eels are becoming hyperactive and not reaching sexual maturity. The number of 16 to 24 year olds using coke, ecstasy, crystal meth, and LSD doubled in just a 2-year period from 2016 to 2018. In the US, heroin abuse has skyrocketed over the past 15 years. The number of people who used MDMA, marijuana, and other drugs also consistently climbed over the last decade. Alcoholism is on the rise. 1 in 8 Americans is now an alcoholic. And when it comes to taking antidepressants, white rural communities have overtaken African-American communities for the first time ever. Depression levels in America are the highest ever measured. Suicide rates are higher than ever. Despite all our technology, our entertainment, our consumerism, our chemical enhancements, we're more miserable than ever before. Our existential dread is more pronounced than ever before. Educational, intellectual, and material ease has manifested civilizational malaise and a lack of transcendent purpose. The result of this lack of transcendent purpose is self-destruction, not merely on a personal, but on a population scale. Technical sophistication has been accompanied by mass incompetence in the art of living. When a society has no purpose to believe in, it self-immolates. There's only so far that quasi-religious devotion to yoga, Starbucks pumpkin spice lattes, and Whole Foods kale shakes can go. The latest iPhone can only distract you from the nagging voice of conscience for so long. Endlessly consuming products will never satiate the soul. We live in the ruins of a civilization that has lost faith in itself. A civilization that is constantly lectured it must be ashamed of itself and slowly subverted and destroyed from within as the only form of repentance.
And if you're wondering how we wound up in the dark age we're currently living through, this is how we did. This is why important science is no longer being conducted. This is why art isn't being made. This is why comedy is dying. It's why people aren't thinking for themselves anymore, which means the end of creativity.
Great civilizations collapse when the insatiable greed for sensual stimulation outweighs the urge for any kind of private or social responsibility. We're now reaching this point. French author Michel Houellebecq predicted both the rise of Islamism across Europe and the emergence of the Yellow Vest movement. As Theodore Dalrymple writes about the themes of Houellebecq's novels, the vacuity of modern life in the West, its lack of transcendence, lived as it is, increasingly without religious or political belief, without a worthwhile creative culture, often without deep personal attachments, and without even a struggle for survival. Into what Salman Rushdie called a God-shaped hole has rushed the search for sensual pleasure, which, however, no more than distracts. And where is the church in all this? Where are the firebrands railing against the vulgarity of modernity? Affiliation with the Church of England is at a record low. Just 2% of young people are affiliated. And in the US alone, the Christian population decreased by nearly 8% between 2007 and 2014. We're bulldozing churches and building ugly, gigantic, glassy monuments to insipid vacuity. Great civilizations collapse when they experience a rapid and enduring loss of population and identity. The number of babies born to Muslims is expected to surpass those born to Christians between 2030 and 2035. Muslim fertility remains high while Christians are literally dying out. Meanwhile, the global leader of the Catholic Church is the biggest cheerleader for his own flock's decline. If only there was a religious leader who understood the peril that we're in.
On vous sent inquiet pour le monde occidental. Qu'est-ce qui vous inquiète?
Vous savez, la plus grande inquiétude, c'est que l'Europe ne veut plus ou a perdu le sens de ses origines. Il a perdu ses racines. Or, un arbre qui n'a pas de racines, il meurt. Et j'ai peur que l'Occident meure. Il y a beaucoup de signes, voyez-vous, beaucoup de signes, pas plus de natalité. Et vous êtes envahis quand même par d'autres cultures, d'autres peuples, qui vont progressivement vous dominer en nombre et changer totalement votre culture, vos convictions.
And where are conservatives in all this? Giving giant corporations huge tax breaks so they can import vast quantities of people from the third world and then pay them slave wages while white Americans addicted to opioids live lives of atomized, nihilistic hopelessness. Is that conservatism? At this point, what exactly are we conserving? Those GDP numbers, though. Is it conservative to allow Amazon to pay $0 in taxes on $11.2 billion on profit for 2018. And for progressives, so long as Jeff Bezos' virtue signals the right identity politics, who cares, right? Great civilizations collapse when the economy serves not to elevate, but to denigrate the population. We're now reaching this point. Our entire economy has become centered around a crony capitalist system that eviscerates the family, leading to atomization, misery, and depression.
In 2015, a study by the decidedly non-conservative Brookings Institution found that falling male wages caused about a quarter of the decline in marriage rates over the past 35 years. 2 years later, MIT researchers found that when factories close, marriage rates go down and single parenthood becomes more common. That, as you could guess, causes a higher proportion of children to wind up on drugs or in prison. So it's not a small thing. And by the way, many other studies have reached the same conclusions over long periods of time. This is real.
As French philosopher Eric Zemmour outlines, the elite have stopped caring about native populations. Why? Because those populations no longer tolerate stagnant wage growth and diminished job prospects, simply to enslave themselves as a servant class for the elite. That's why they're on the streets rioting. So far easier.
Okay, that is the collapse of Western civilization, part one. Part two is coming up after the break, and we'll get into more breaking news here on the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. Don't go away. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon on choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We are back, and without further hesitation, let's go to part two of the collapse of Western civilization. This video is up on YouTube right now. Please get it out there. Here is part two. As French philosopher Eric Zemmour outlines, the elite have stopped caring about native populations. Why? Because those populations no longer tolerate stagnant wage growth and diminished job prospects, simply to enslave themselves as a servant class for the elite. That's why they're on the streets rioting. So far easier for the elite just to replace them with robots and a third world slave class. Great civilizations collapse when the supply of labor outstrips demand. We're now reaching this point. Great civilizations collapse when wealth inequality runs rampant. We're now reaching this point. Great civilizations collapse when the elite debases the currency to hide financial problems. We're now reaching this point.
And the Democratic Party, for whatever reason, is not trying to address those problems. They're attacking Trump himself or the symptoms, but the disease is this pervasive economic insecurity as we make it harder and harder for Americans to find meaningful opportunities.
Great civilizations collapse when the building block of society, the family unit, crumbles into dust. We're now reaching this point. While Muslims in the West unite to rally around protection of their children, we treat ours like an unwanted medical waste product. While Muslims in the West refuse to allow their kids to be indoctrinated with warped sexual propaganda, we dress up ours as drag queens, parade them on television, and demand everyone embrace it as normal. It's not normal. There's something deeply wrong with what we've become. Now, for all its barbarity, at least Islam provides its adherents with some sense of meaning and fulfillment. Time to join the winning team. The Mayan civilization collapsed when the Spanish invasion inflicted upon it a foreign culture intent on spreading its own systems of faith and governance. Beginning to notice any parallels?
Historically, the movement toward androgyny occurs in late phases of culture. Okay, as a civilization is starting to unravel. Okay, and that you can find it again and again and again through history in the Greek art. Okay, you can see it happening. All of a sudden, okay, there's a kind of the sculptures of handsome nude young men athletes that used to be very robust, okay, in the archaic period suddenly began to seem like wet noodles, okay, toward the end, okay, and that the people who live in such periods, a late phase of culture, whether it's the Hellenistic era, whether it's the Roman Empire, whether it's the Moog decade of Oscar Wilde in the 1890s, whether it's Weimar Germany, people who live in such times, okay, feel that they're very sophisticated, they're very cosmopolitan, okay, and homosexuality, heterosexuality, so what, anything goes, and so on. All right, and so, from the perspective of historical distance, okay, you can see that it's a culture that no longer believes in itself, okay, and then what you invariably get are people who are convinced of the power of heroic masculinity, okay, on the edges, whether they're the Vandals and the Huns, okay, or whether they're the barbarians of ISIS, okay, you see them, you know, starting to mass on the outsides of the culture, and that's what we have right now.
What does our culture provide? A tedious drip drip of anodyne lethargic dross, or at the other end of the spectrum, a sewer pipe of obscene, tawdry hedonism? What does our society provide? A lifestyle of never talking to or knowing your neighbours, of aborting your babies, of cheating on your wives. A lifestyle of desperately searching for the next dopamine hit, whether that be from an Instagram like, a pharmaceutical drug, or a new gadget. A lifestyle of strip malls, five-lane traffic, recycled pop songs, recycled movies, recycled NPC celebrities all spouting the same opinions. Our art may become so degenerate that future generations will be completely uninterested in it. And I'm sorry, but my free market capitalism just doesn't cut it anymore as a purposeful credo to unite and fortify Western civilization. It takes much more than an increasingly unjust economic system to maintain a civilization, which is why the enemies are at the gates, waiting to take over. Which is why socialist vulture demagogues are busy licking their lips. We've abandoned the Enlightenment values that built Western civilization. We've abandoned the idea that family is fundamental to community strength and happiness. We've abandoned high culture in favor of lowbrow junk culture. We've abandoned stoic strength of character in favor of chemical dependence. We labor under an economic and political system that has abandoned us. We collectively killed God. We're left with nothing authentic to believe in. That's why everyone's on drugs. That's why everyone's nihilistic. That's why everyone's unhappy. What's the solution? There is no solution. Every great civilization collapses on average every 336 years. And the collapse of ours is very much overdue.
Of Western Civilization YouTube video available right now. It's got about 330,000 views overnight, so it seems to be going viral. A lot of people resonating with that. And in connection with that, we have a headline here out of Breitbart. Fertility falls in EU. Not one country hits population replacement level. I've talked about this many times before. You have a situation in major European cities like Frankfurt, like Antwerp, where immigrants are now the majority of the population. In Antwerp, Belgium, which is Belgium's most populous city, 52% of the population are migrants. Problem being is that 90% of those migrants vote for either left-wing or far left-wing parties. This is precisely why the elite are now importing their servant slave class. And by and large, that's a Democratic Party movement. But it's also a kind of Koch brothers movement to bring in cheap labor so we get crushed in the vice and everybody loses. They vote for left-wing parties. They vote for parties who want bigger government. That's why they import the voting bloc. Now, total births in the European Union's 28 member states in 2017 has fallen from the year before, while first-time mothers are now almost 30. So mothers are getting older. They're having less babies in Europe, throughout Europe. Which is why, in Hungary, Viktor Orban introduced this policy where he gave newborn mothers $35,000 to every woman, this is women who marry, every woman under 40 who marries for the first time, and that loan is completely written off after the birth of her third child. Women who raise four or more children are now exempt from paying income tax for life in Hungary. Now, a lot of people on the right are going to say, oh, my God, that's socialism. No, it's not. That's economic nationalism. That's building up your own population. That's basic survival. Meanwhile, in Europe, figures released by Eurostat on Tuesday revealed that there were 5.075 million babies born in the Union. That's less than the year before, 5.148 million, with a total fertility rate of 1.59 births per woman. Again, that's down on the year before, and well short of 2.1 births per woman.
per woman needed to maintain a population. We're literally dying out. In the next segment, I'll talk about what exactly we're being replaced with. Join us. It's Infowars.com. We'll be back.
You know, the worst part about getting old and I'm still strong at 45 is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be it word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
So before the break, we were talking about these new fertility rates coming out of Europe. The replacement rate is not being met. It's 2.1 births per women. We're way below that in every European country. In terms of individual countries, France has the highest fertility rate at 1.9 births per women. Now, my question is, do these births include newly arrived migrants? I'm presuming they do. So even with their births, which are way above what European native citizens are having, we have France at 1.9, followed by Sweden at 1.78, Ireland 1.77, UK's at 1.74. Spain is way down at 1.31. They're literally going to die out, which is interesting given that they had a socialist government swing into power last year and immediately opened the borders. Again, the argument is always, oh, we need mass immigration because we need workers, because we can't pay our pension obligations, even though the clear majority of those migrants in every case, both unskilled and skilled labor, go on to welfare immediately, so they're taking out more from the system than they're putting in. So that argument that you need a huge labor force doesn't even make sense economically. Cyprus is down to 1.32, Greece 1.35, Portugal 1.38. So the replacement level is way below what it should be. We're literally dying out and being replaced. Being replaced by what? Let's look at what's happening in Germany once again. This is the headline out of Breitbart. Germany migrant crimes concealed to avoid stirring up prejudice. Authorities in a district of rural Germany covered up a long list of asylum seeker crimes, including rape, assault and child sex abuse, so as not to stir up prejudice, it has been alleged. This is not the first time we've seen this kind of report. We had the main German broadcaster, ZDF, come out 2+ years ago and admit that they, as a television network, do not report on crimes committed by migrants. You have a situation in Germany where, even while these statistics are being covered up and depressed, there's been a 10% rise in violent crime. 90% of that rise is attributable to migrants. Now, Trump came out about a year ago and said, Germany has a bigger problem with crime. Crime is rising in Germany. They came out and said, no, that's fake news. That's not true. Because they took all crime. Violent crime is rising, and it's mostly attributable to migrants. Those are the statistics coming out from the German government, okay? Not a right-wing news source. So now internal police figures reveal 117 criminal offences took place at refugee housing in Bustedt, northern Germany, during the last 3 months, and that third world migrants housed in other accommodation in the municipality were listed as suspects in a further 23 crimes. But officers neglected to announce the incidents after orders from the Interior Ministry, that's the government, instructed police that active notifications from the force's press office on potential migrant involvement in crimes would be, quote, irresponsible and likely to stir up prejudice. We've had stories about this before where they literally say, the police say, we've been ordered to lie about migrant crime statistics because the government claims it's going to stir up civil unrest and riots amongst the German population. So they'd rather just hide it and leave victims wide open to abuse. An absolutely ridiculous situation. We had this article from back in February from Infowars.com. German police lie about migrant crime statistics to preserve peace. German police officers hide the severity of migrant crime statistics in order to preserve civil peace, according to recent news report. And that, again, talks to the police officers who say we're being directed by our superiors to literally bury and obfuscate migrant crimes in our reports when we file reports about rapes, about assaults, about violent crimes. Meanwhile, those who do commit the crimes are being treated with kid gloves. This is out of Breitbart. Syrian migrant murderer acquitted due to psychiatric illness caused by war trauma. This was a 24-year-old Syrian asylum seeker who stabbed his boss to death at work and was acquitted in a German court due to psychiatric issues caused by his past in Syria. So as long as you say that you travel through a war-torn country, apparently in Germany, that literally allows you to get away with murder. The Syrian was mentally disturbed and carried out the attack in an act of paranoid fit of rage, the Express reports. The 24-year-old apparently believed in various paranoid delusions before the murder, including that he was being secretly monitored and spied on. So he just claimed that because he'd been through a war-torn country and had mental problems, that that made him viciously attack and murder his boss, and he got away with murder. Meanwhile, in Italy, Italian girl murdered by Nigerian migrants, likely dismembered alive. Remember, this was the 18-year-old girl who they found the body parts of, literally, in a suitcase on the side of the road. Well, now Italian teen Pamela Mastropietro, who was murdered by migrant Nigerian mobsters last year. Huge problem with Nigerian mobsters in Italy, as we've spoken about before, was likely dismembered alive. The horrifying revelations come from the testimony of Vincenzo Marino, a key witness in the trial of Nigerian drug dealer Innocent Osagale, how ironic is that name, who stands accused of murdering the teenage girl. Mastropietro had become estranged from her family, became addicted to drugs after a brief relationship with a Romanian man, her mother claims. And then Marino says that he overheard the Nigerian migrant mobster admit to the murder and admit that he dismembered the corpse while the 18-year-old girl was still alive from the feet up. This is the cultural enrichment we're experiencing throughout Europe. Italy has experienced a massive crime wave since the influx of hundreds of thousands of sub-Saharan migrants, particularly from Nigeria. Remember what Macron said? He wanted to turn France, he wanted to turn Europe into Eurabia by literally importing 150 million to 200 million Africans over the next 10, 15 years. Meanwhile, 18-year-old Italian teenage girls are literally being dismembered alive and found in suitcases. Absolutely disgusting. This is the situation we're dealing with in Europe. This is what's coming to America if you follow the same course. And there you see the video which I put up about a year ago now. We probably won't have time to play it, but as this is happening in Germany, as violent crime is on the increase, as people who commit vicious murders are being acquitted because they say they travel through war-torn countries, as the police are ordered to hide, bury the reports of violent crime, you have German television shows in their soap operas literally having white mothers convert their children to Islam and do Islamic prayers. You have models, white 6-foot German women wearing hijabs saying embrace diversity as they dance around in hijabs. So while the population is being outright lied to, you see the advert, enjoy different stock tolerance, I think it was a UN-related advert that played on German television. While the media, while the police are being ordered to lie to the German population, they're simultaneously brainwashing them, indoctrinating them into Islamophilia. Because again, that's far easier than just facing up to the full scale of the problem that occurred after Angela Merkel invited some 2 million predominantly Muslim migrants into the country from 2015 onwards. And we went to Dresden, Germany, as an InfoWars crew back in 2016 to cover the Bilderberg conference. But again, you talk to the locals, there was a refugee center nearby, and we saw it with our own eyes. The refugees would come out, hang around, congregate around the train station. The police would leave them alone by and large, and then they would go out and literally harass teenage girls. I saw it with my own eyes. The taxi drivers that we spoke to said that they were dealing drugs, that the crime in the area had increased. This is the cultural enrichment that Angela Merkel is to blame for, which is why she's got her lowest approval rating ever. This is the situation we're dealing with. Meanwhile, European mothers are not having babies. The fertility rate is not up to par, and it's a long, long way off. That's why we need more policies like Orbán's introduced in Hungary, where you literally pay people to get married, where you forgive them of income tax if they have 4 children. That's the medicine that we need. It's not socialism. It's basically protecting your own national heritage. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be back to talk about Brexit in the next segment. Don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
For the final segment of this hour of the Alex Jones Show, Alex will be coming up in the next hour. But before we get back into the news, I want to direct you to InfoWarsStore.com, where we have the mega sale now active and on the website. Free shipping and double Patriot points available on all InfoWars Life supplements for a whopping mammoth mega 50% off. With free shipping store-wide, we're talking about Brain Force Plus, we're talking about Survival Shield X2 pre-order, Super Male Vitality, Bodies, Alpha Power, the line of Super Blue Hygiene products, DNA Force Plus, Knockout, our Sleep Aid, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all available for 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Please go there, stock up on those great products. Take advantage of that 50% off mega sale today. Now, Donald Trump has come out and slammed the UK Prime Minister Theresa May, headline Trump, Brexit negotiation went badly, PM May didn't listen to my advice. And he's basically come out and said he's surprised at how badly the Brexit negotiations have gone. He said he's surprised at how badly they've gone and that the EU is tearing the country apart. He says that Theresa May did not listen to his suggestions on how to handle the negotiations. You would have thought that the guy behind the art of the deal, one of the most successful businessmen of all time, would have had an input into Theresa May. No, she did not listen. Basically, now Trump needs to openly say that the UK is not behaving like a democratic country. He needs to come out and make that kind of statement. That could force Theresa May's hand to want a Brexit. It could at least embarrass her. We'll take anything at this point. They voted to take no deal off the table. So now the EU knows that we have absolutely no cards. We're holding no cards whatsoever. That worked in their favour once again. Now we have this headline out of Breitbart. Report EU plots 2-year Brexit delay. Officials prepare for UK to join EU elections. Again, this was designed to fail from the very beginning. We had a Remainer globalist cabinet pushing the deal. Theresa May, who voted Remain, not even going into the negotiations with a strong hand deliberately so she could get raked over the coals. Now the European Union is pushing for a lengthy extension of Britain's negotiations for Brexit, pushing the exit date well beyond March 29th, and leaving British officials to plan for Britain to participate in the European parliamentary elections in May if nothing has changed. Now if that happens, you're going to get dozens of Nigel Farages running as MEPs, and in fact I know some of them who are planning to do so. Labour Party, Conservative Party will both get absolutely walloped as they deserve because they're betraying Brexit. So they had a vote today on taking no deal off the table. They had another vote on a second referendum. We voted to leave the European Union nearly 3 years ago now. It hasn't happened. They've been pushing for this second referendum, which would completely override the very notion of democracy. Now they had the loser's vote today. Thankfully, it failed by a wide margin. So at least that is off the table for now. Now we're going to have another vote in Parliament tonight to delay Brexit once again. They're going to try and kick the can down the road for as long as humanly possible and hope that everybody loses steam, that everybody loses motivation. We wait to see what happens. We have a headline here out of RT, no delay from EU or we elect 73 Nigel Farages into European Parliament. So that's basically what they're facing. Brexit, as I warned, was being betrayed from the start. Every European country that voted against the interests of the EU, the vote was done over and over again until they got the result they wanted. Because again, this is not a democratic institution. This is an authoritarian institution. And that's exactly why we need out of it. Absolutely incredible situation. Meanwhile, back in the US, one of the Democratic candidates who I actually agree with on many issues is Tulsi Gabbard. She's the only one who is against the deep state war machine. Appeared on Stephen Colbert for a hostile interview, and we have that clip. We're going to roll it right now. Here it is.
I don't know whether America should be the policeman of the world. But
it is my opinion that we should not be.
If we are not involved in international conflicts or trying to quell international conflicts, that might destabilize in the world, because the United States, however flawed, is a force for good in the world, in my opinion. Would you agree with that?
I do agree with that. My point is that in order to be a force for good, we must actually do good. The consequences of these regime change war policies has been horrible. It has been completely the opposite of that intention. The real question here that is important for us, the American people, and our government, is how destructive these regime change wars are on the people in the countries where we are supposedly trying to help them, as well as how destructive they are to us, the American people here at home, both from a security perspective and the fact that we don't have enough money to pay for health care for everyone, that we don't have enough money to pay for education, to rebuild our infrastructure, the urgent needs that our people have right here at home.
So every time Tulsi Gabbard goes on one of these shows, they savage her for supporting the butcher, the dictator Assad. She was one of the lone, reasonable, rational voices from the very beginning on the left, speaking out against regime change, against disastrous foreign intervention, against supporting ISIS in their war to topple Assad, which is exactly what we did in Iraq and basically created the rise of ISIS throughout the region. That's what we did in Libya and created the migrant crisis. So she goes on there with consistent foreign policy principles, which have proven to be rational and reasonable in the past. And she's attacked by Stephen Colbert, a guy that cut his teeth, a guy that rose to prominence by being the anti-war, anti-George W. Bush guy. Remember the famous White House press correspondents' dinner where he savaged George Bush over the war in Iraq? Now that Stephen Colbert has basically joined the deep state, he's suddenly pro-war and pro-foreign intervention just because a Republican is in office, just because a Republican in the form of Donald Trump is not going along with the war party. Absolute stunning hypocrisy and double standards from Stephen Colbert, but what do you expect? Meanwhile, there's a headline here out of the New York Post. Is this bearded hipster proof that all anti-conformists look alike? This is absolutely hilarious. MIT Technology Review published an article outlining the hipster effect, a phenomenon in which people eager to define themselves away from the mainstream all end up looking alike. Think ironic, facial hair, earthy flannels and craft brews in hand. So basically, this guy, they used a stock image of a hipster for this MIT Technology Review article, and an outraged man threatened legal action against the publication for using his image to illustrate the article, only to find out that the image was not of him, thereby proving the entire point of the article, the entire point of the study, that all hipsters look alike. The more they try to be nonconformists, the more they conform. It says the term hipster effect was originally coined by the mathematician Jonathan Taboul of Brandeis University, who used the Markov model, stochastic evolution, and other theoretical statistics to prove his point that anti-conformist individuals all look the same. So when this article came out, when he threatened legal action, they basically came back to this hipster and said, that's not you, it just looks like you, because all hipsters look the same, and you just proved our entire point. Meanwhile, not satire, social Democrats want to integrate ISIS fighters with the help of radical mosques. This is out of, well, it's got to be Germany or Sweden, hasn't it? One of the two, and it's Germany in this instance. German Interior Minister Andreas Giesel of the SPD is currently checking if returning ISIS fighters can be integrated with the use of radical mosques in Berlin. So they're literally not only saying, yes, fine, we'll accept, we'll readmit all these ISIS terrorists that literally beheaded people, come on in for a bit of more cultural enrichment in Germany. They're now going to reintegrate them with the aid of other Islamists in radical mosques. Gunnar Schauplis, a journalist of the tabloid BZ, said that the proposal sounds like Geisel wants to use the arsonists to put out the fire. They're literally going to radical mosques, going to radical Islamists, and saying, you can help us, we integrate ISIS fighters into Germany. Completely insane. Meanwhile, woman told to cover up before flying out of diverse UK city of Birmingham. This was up on Infowars.com. Basically, it was a woman who wore a crop top. She got on a plane flying out of Birmingham, UK, where the population is 25% Muslim. Somebody, you don't know who, complained about it and said that this was not modest enough. So again, literally enforcing modesty culture. She was asked to leave the plane unless she covered up. Absolutely incredible. Of course, nothing to do with the fact that 25% of the population of Birmingham is Muslim and 50,000 of the inhabitants don't even speak English. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. We'll be back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.